Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Now your class speaker, Sharpen Herbicide.
Wow, thanks everyone. What a ride it's been. Dominant performance in desiccation and weed management. Rapid dry down and defoliation while reducing regrowth. Years of efficiency. And whatever our future fields hold, we'll always deliver that same premium harvest aid.
Sharpen Herbicide, everyone. Your top harvest aid performer in any field. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the 2023 Farm Bill is still 2 years away, but Dr. Amy Hagerman, Agriculture and Food Policy Specialist for OSU, said right now is a time to get a seat at the table.
Oh, absolutely. This is the time to engage and to start talking about the issues and what worked and what didn't work in the Farm Bill that started in 2018, right? It passed in 2018. 2019 to 2023, we're going to actually be implementing those programs. But by 2023, we should be passing a new Farm Bill. And so it's time to engage and time to start having conversations about what worked and what didn't work out of the last one.
Hagerman advises agricultural producers who want to be represented in the future bill to participate in listening sessions, engage with other producers, and your legislators.
In talking about the things that have affected you most and how things have changed in terms of markets, in terms of your operation over the last few years, and how that affects those Farm Bill programs as we start the conversation. So when we're talking about starting the conversations, we're talking about really local level, grassroots engagement conversations that will eventually, over the course of the next few years, make their way all the way up to those closed door conversations happening in Washington, D.C.
Hagerman says the Farm Bill is massive, which is why conversations must start right now.
It covers a lot of ground. It covers everything from your individual farm level, from conservation, from crop insurance, all the way moving up through that supply chain to we're talking about trade promotion in other countries. We're talking about nutrition. We're talking about incentives for farmers markets and healthier eating. We're talking about school lunch programs. 4-H funding, extension funding, research funding, that's all in the Farm Bill.
Hagerman added there's only so much pie to go around. Knowing those priorities and what's important helps legislators divvy up that pile. So if it's an issue that's important to you, make sure you get at that table. Well, the Department of Agriculture has accepted 2.8 million acres in offers for enrollment into the Conservation Reserve Program in 2021. This year, almost 1.9 million acres in offers have been accepted through the general CRP signup. And USDA's Farm Service Agency has accepted over 897,000 acres for enrollment through the continuous signup. The continuous signup does remain open, and the CRP grassland signup did close last week. So USDA expects to enroll more acres into all of CRP than the 3 million acres that are expiring. Despite Congress raising the enrollment target in the 2018 Farm Bill, there have been decreases in enrollment for the past 2 years. USDA made changes this spring to reverse the trend. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says even with the improved direction, USDA will still be about 4 million acres below the enrollment target. The 4 million acre shortfall in CRP would represent a loss of 1.5 million acres of quality wildlife and pollinator-less habitat for wildlife. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.